suspended chord atmosphere from scratch without third-party plugins, advanced drum and bass composition in Ableton Live. Today you're building that wide, cinematic, unresolved pad atmosphere that instantly says rolling DNB, but you're doing it with stock devices only. No fancy shimmer plugins, no secret sauce presets. Just clean harmony choices, smart voicings, movement, and the kind of mix discipline that lets the drums and bass stay in charge. By the end, you'll have a two-layer Atmos stack, a core suspended pad for body, and an air or noise halo for height and fog. Then we'll glue it together, duck it properly, and do the advanced move, resampling it into a living stem you can arrange like an actual record. All right, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is valid, but 174 keeps us in that classic pocket. Now make three MIDI tracks, one called PDAD, Sus Core, one called AIR, Halo, and optionally, a third called MIDI, Chords. This third track is a workflow trick. You write the harmony once, then duplicate or route it to the layers so you don't accidentally rewrite the music three different ways. Now let's talk suspended chords, the real reason this works. Suspended chords avoid the third, no major third, no minor third. That means the chord doesn't tell you the emotional truth. It's basically harmonically polite but also tense. And in drum and bass, that's perfect, because your bassline often owns the truth. The bass can decide if we're minor, darker, weirder, or even slightly atonal. Meanwhile, the Atmos stays cinematic and unresolved, and it never fights the bass with a loud "this is definitely minor" statement. A sus2 chord is scaled degrees 1, 2, 5. A sus4 is 1, 4, 5. That's it. Open your MIDI chords track and make an 8-bar clip. We'll work in an F minor area, but notice we're not actually playing the minor third in the pad. We're just using roots that imply darkness. Here's a progression that's very usable behind a rolling drop. Bars 1 to 2, F sus2. Notes, F, G, C, and add another F up top if you want glue. Bars 3 to 4, DB sus 2. Notes, DB, IB, AB plus DB up top. Bar 5, IB sus 4. Notes, IB, AB, BB. Bar 6, F sus 4. Notes, F, BB, C. Bars 7 to 8, C sus 2. Notes, C, D, G plus C up top. Now, the advanced part isn't just which chords, it's how you voice them. Rule 1. Keep the lowest chord note above roughly 150 Hz. Seriously. In DNB, if your pad starts living down where your sub and res want to breathe, your mix turns into soup. So take the entire chord voicing and push it up an octave or two. Let the bass do the basement. Rule 2. Open voicings. Don't stack the notes like a tight piano triad. Spread them across two or even three octaves. Wide spacing equals clarity. Rule 3. Use a top pedal note. That means you keep one high note the same across multiple chords. It glues the progression together and makes it feel expensive, like one evolving texture instead of chord blocks. And here's a coach note that upgrades everything, treats us harmony as voice leading, not chord changes. Instead of moving all notes each time, keep one or two notes static and move only one voice at a time. A great move is to have an inner voice toggle between the two and the four. That's basically the sus identity, that push and pull. When you do that gently, the listener feels motion without hearing. Now we are at a new chord, which is perfect for hypnotic rolling sections. Cool. Now duplicate that MIDI clip onto your PAD and AIR tracks, or route the MIDI if that's your style. Let's build the core pad. On pad, sus core, load waveatable, oscillator 1. Basic shapes, set it to sine or triangle. We want a clean foundation. Oscillator 2. Basic shapes, saw wave. This gives us harmonics and width. Turn on unison. Classic mode, 2 to 4 voices. Set the unison amount somewhere around 40 to 70%, and keep the tune subtle, like 8 to 15%. We're not making super saw trance, we're making fog that's wide but controlled. Filter. Choose LP24. Start cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Add a bit of drive, 2 to 5 dB. Because that drive helps the pad speak through a busy mix without you turning it up. Now your amp envelope. Attack, 80 to 200 milliseconds. The goal is no click and no sudden keyboard. It should bloom, decay around 2 seconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, so it doesn't just pin itself at full volume forever. Release, 1.5 to 4 seconds. Long enough to feel like a space, short enough that it doesn't smear every bar into the next. Now we add movement. because static pads die fast indeed NB. In Wavetable, LFO 1 goes to the filter cutoff. Sync the rate to half a bar or 1 bar. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Choose sine or triangle. The goal is movement you feel more than you hear. If you clearly hear wah wah, it's too much. Optional, LFO 2 to oscillator 2 position. Very slow and subtle. This is like micro variation so the loop doesn't feel copy-pasted. Now let's shape it with an effects chain. Dock only. After Wavetable, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is thickness, not aggression. Then chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Width 120 to 200%. Mix 15 to 35%. You're building the stereo sheet. If it feels like a seasick wobble, lower the rate or mix. Now EQ8. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz. Don't be shy. DNB needs space. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. And if the pad fights the snare crack or presence, consider a small notch somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. Don't overdo it. You just want the snare to have its own lane. Now reverb. Stock Ableton reverb is totally fine for this. Go for a large hallish vibe. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. This is important. Pre-delay stops the reverb from smearing into the drum transients. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz and mix 20 to 40%. Then utility. Set width around 130 to 170%. And if your Ableton version has bass mono, set it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. The low end of a wide pad is where phase problems are born, so this is cheap insurance. Now build the air layer. On air, halo, load operator for a clean, glassy top. Keep it simple, just oscillator A, assign. Set course to 2.00 or 4.00 so you're in a higher harmonic register. We want this layer to live above the pad, like ceiling light. Not more mid-range. Add a slow envelope. Attack 200 to 500 ms. Release 4 to 10 seconds. This layer should drift in and out, almost like it doesn't have edges. Now we fake a shimmerish sensation with stock tools. Put echo before reverb. That's a big deal, because modulated echoes going into a long reverb can feel like they're lifting upward, even without pitch shifting. In echo, sync the time to 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter the echo. High pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then add a touch of modulation, like 5 to 15%. That modulation is part of the shimmer illusion. Then reverb, longer than the pad. Decay 8 to 15 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45 ms. Low cut heavy, like 600 Hz up to even 1.2 kHz. Keep the high cut brighter than the pad, maybe 9 to 12 kHz, so it stays airy. Add auto pan after that for wide motion. Rate half a bar or 1 bar, amount 20 to 50%, phase 180 degrees. Now the air moves around the head and the pad stays more grounded. Then EQ8, high pass at 700 Hz or higher. This layer is not allowed to have body. If you need it, add a tiny high shelf around 10 kHz, 1 or 2 dB. Tiny, this should disappear when you mute it, but you should miss it when it's gone. Quick advanced option if you want an even more intentional halo, try corpus on this INR layer. Very quietly, tube or beam mode, tune it to the key or the fifth, dry slash wet like 5 to 15%, then high pass after it. It creates a pitched ring that makes suspended chords feel cinematic instead of random. Now we glue and we duck. Group the pad and air into Atmos group. Add a compressor on the group. Turn on sidechain input from your kick, or better, make a ghost kick track that plays consistently even when the drums drop out. That way the pad ducks the same every time, and your groove doesn't suddenly change because you muted your kick for an intro. Settings, ratio 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. You're not pumping for house music, you're making room so the drums feel like they're in front of the fog. Extra advanced alternative, instead of ducking the whole group, duck only the reverb. Put reverb on a return track, send your pad and air to it, then sidechain compress the return. Result. The dry pad stays present, but the space gets out of the way on kicks and snares. That's a cleaner, more modern DNB approach. Now do the big advanced move. Resampling. Create an audio track called Resample, Atmos Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo the Atmos group and record 16 bars. Now you've got a printed Atmos stem, which is huge because audio is easier to shape like a record. You can reverse it, slice it, fade it, and automate it without worrying about synth parameters changing your balance. On that resampled track, try this processing. Auto filter, LP12 with a slow sweep for the intro. That's your classic reveal, but keep it tasteful. Then grain delay, subtle, dry slash wet 3 to 10%, time 1 to 6 milliseconds, frequency 2 to 6 kHz, random pitch 0.10 to 0.30. This adds living texture without sounding like a special effect if you keep it low. Then a tiny touch of redux, just enough to dust it. Not obvious spit crushing, just texture. Then EQ 8 to carve space. Often you'll carve some low mid mud around 200-ish, and you'll keep an eye on the snare presence zone around 2 to 4K, depending on your drum samples. Now, before we arrange, do a mono check. Early, on the Atmos group utility, set width to 0% for 5 seconds. If your chord identity disappears, you're too dependent on stereo tricks. Fix it by reducing unison, reducing chorus width, or adding a center anchor layer. Here's the center anchor trick that saves mixes. Create a third instrument track inside the Atmos group. Operator, sine or triangle. Play only one note per chord, usually the fifth, or the root up an octave. Put utility on it. Width 0%. High pass it at 250 to 400 Hz. Mix it very low, like you almost can't hear it. The point is not tone, it's readability in mono. Now arrangement. Let's do a practical 64 bar plan. Intro, 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Just the resampled Atmos, with the low pass filter opening slowly. Keep it storytelling, not edom. Another great trick is register automation. Start the chords voiced high and thin, and over 16 bars bring in a lower octave, still above your low end rule. It feels like the room gets bigger, without an obvious sweep. Bars 9 to 16. Add some ghost hats or distant break texture. And here's a mix move. Automate your reverb mix slightly down as you approach the drop, so the drop feels closer and more punchy. Drop. 16 bars. Keep the core pad low in the mix, but ducked. The air layer can be reduced during the busiest drum moments. Change chord every 2 bars to keep it hypnotic, and think dynamic density. Instead of just turning the pad down, thin it. Slightly lower cutoff. Reduce reverb send. Shorten release a bit. You keep presence without occupying space. Breakdown, 16 bars. Temporarily remove the sidechain trigger so the pad swells. That contrast is emotional. Use a sus4 to sus2 move for lift. Sus4 feels pressing, sus2 feels floaty. That tension to release is basically a cheat code. Second drop, 16 bars. Bring back ducking. Consider a classic energy trick. Transpose the progression up 2 semitones for 8 bars, then return. Even if your drums and bass stay similar, that lift reads as new section. Want a drop impact trick that costs nothing? This audio version is shortened for playback.